There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Lots of texts about education. I wanted to just read this one here. Is it really going to affect quality of education or reduce or freeze fees of schools that charge 90,000 dirhams a year for FSW? Does it really? I'm thinking it would reduce the number of brand new convertible sports cars that school investors can buy every year. There's a cynical point of view, but I don't know. It's what you think. Joanne says teachers are not highly paid. The money's going towards profits, high management salaries, and shiny buildings that make little difference to having good teachers. And she adds a smiling face, I'm not a teacher. Lots of different points of view, very little sympathy, I think it's fair to say, for schools.
It is pretty much going by the SMS, but what to do, we'll have to wait and see how this one rolls out.
That's right, Emma Brain is here for NLT today. We've got two more guests joining us in the studio now, and it is a very warm welcome back to Thomas Edelman, founder and managing director of Road Safety UAE, resplendent in cap today, I have to say. Nice to see you.
Hello, very nice to be back.
And his voice has changed because he's in a baseball cap. And also, we've got Nicola Finneran here, Division Marketing Manager, Lifestyle Altair Insignia. Do you know what? I'm going to start that again. Nicola Finneran, Division Marketing Manager, Lifestyle Altair Insignia, Mamas and Papas. See, I could do it second time.
It's a long title.
Yeah, in rehearsal today, I messed it up as well. We don't rehearse. Nice to see you. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
So, what we've got is basically a child seat in the studio, and this child seat is a child seat with a difference. We're going to talk about that in a moment. But I wanted to start with you, Thomas. You are always the man coming in here with the statistics. So let's start there. What can you tell us today? What have you been up to, basically?
Well, we have been quite busy working together with a lot of our partners, like Mamas and Papas, who joined our CSR platform recently. And I think they do that for a very good reason. We saw a couple of data points earlier this year. Like, for example, coming out of Abu Dhabi, that 64% of child fatalities in the Emirate of Abu Dhabi are still happening on the roads. Another piece of research coming from one of our own pieces of research we have been doing with YouGov, we know that about 34% of those parents who know they have to have child restraint systems, they simply don't have anything. And of those people who do have child restraint systems, only 70% always use them. So that's a little bit strange, and it just underlines the fact that we have to continue our educational efforts. We have to raise awareness for proper conduct, and we have to make sure that people who do know child restraint systems, child seats, booster cushions, that they actually do have them and that they also use those installations.
So why do a third of people who have child seats, booster cushions, whatever, in their cars not use them? Can they not be bothered? Is it too much hassle? What's the reason?
Hassle is one aspect. It's not the hassle of strapping kids in. It's more about that parents say, you know, my little kid, he or she does not want to be strapped in. She does not, or he does not want the feeling of being strapped in, as wrong as it is. The second thing is that people say, but you know, look at me. Tim, Thomas, we are good drivers. Our kids, they don't need to be buckled up. I'm a safe driver. Yeah. Another aspect, one of the top three is, hey, it's just, you know, it's only a short ride. For this short ride, no, I don't want to inconvenience my kids. So these are the perceptions that we are still seeing out there. And again, they're super wrong, of course. That's the reason why we have to work with companies like Mamas and Papas to increase awareness for proper behavior.
Very, very, very much so. And also, I believe, because I do have done educational programs around schools, doing this in schools, and the attitude from the children, you have to educate the kids. If they know they have to be strapped in and safe, the better. I mean, I go in and ask them that, and they're from the ages of like 5 up to 10, 11, why aren't you wearing a seatbelt? Why are you sitting in the front when it's illegal for you to do so? And they just go, because I can, basically. Why should I? Because no one's telling them the consequences of what happens if they're not strapped in.
Yeah. Now, I think there are a couple of lines of defense. I mean, first of all, it is about the education. So we as parents, we have to educate our kids. We have to instill the right habits into our kids. And when it's about road safety, it is up to us as a responsible mother, as a responsible father, that we have to strap our kids in. And of course, we have to have the proper child seat or booster cushion or booster seat available. But the second line of defense, and we saw great movement there last year, 1st of July 2017, the UAE government introduced the holistic seatbelt law. So it's not any longer up to you and to me as parents to decide if we want to strap in our kids, yes or no. No, the government comes and they say, guys, it is very important. It is the law as of 1st of July 2017 to buckle up everybody in the car. The driver, the co-driver, everybody in the back seats, and kids up to the age of 4 years, they must be carried in proper child seats.
Okay, so we have Nicola. Let me bring Nicola Finneran in here from Altair Insignia. Mamas and Papas is a nursery brand. It's a British brand, isn't it? And you have a seat here. And this is, I've had a couple of these. I've had a couple of kids. They've had to sit in these seats and I strap them in tightly. And that's fine. But this is a seat with an airbag. So that's kind of counterintuitive to me because we're all warned about airbags and children and how the seat should face and where it should be, back, front, whatever. So what's different about this?
Yeah, I mean, we're personally really excited about this seat. It's the Maxi Cozy, which have recently brought out this Axis Fix Air. The fantastic thing about this seat is that the airbags are actually integrated into the straps of the car seat, which means that in the event of a collision, within 0.05 seconds, the airbag inflates and protects the child's neck. This is so important when a child is sat forward facing within the car seat. Generally, if you can have your child rear facing, it's 80% safer, that's proven. But there's still nothing that's been done particularly in terms of this protection when they're in the seats forward facing. So it's fantastic that Maxi Cozy has looked at a way to improve this.
So forward facing seats are used by children from what, 6 months or so to, I can't even remember the ages, it's so long for me.
Yeah, I mean, it really does depend on the car seat. Regulations are saying now that the longer that you can keep your child rear-facing the better.
Right.
And actually, you know, we've got models, so for example, the Cybex Serena, which have been specifically designed now to allow your children to stay rear-facing up to 4 years old, which is fantastic.
Okay.
But there will always be a time at the point where their legs are too long for them to stay rear-facing.
Well, that's the thing. And a seat like that, this is a very standard child car seat. Yeah. They're going to use for an amount of time, aren't they? So
exactly.
Clearly they're very important pieces of kit, is where I'm going here. So you have airbags in there and it is safe. And this seat's for up to how old?
What we say is,
we base it
on weight. So that's a really important thing is, you know, if you don't have a car seat and you are looking to get a car seat, the most important thing is weigh your child first and use that as your guidelines when looking at your car seats. Effectively, we'd say that approximately up to the age of 4 years old, but that you can get large four-year-olds and smaller ones.
I mean, this is, I love the idea of this, but I'm just worried just because some of the attitudes that I've come across as I've been out and about. Some people will say, well, why can't I just stick my kid in the front of the car where there's an airbag built in the car? We know why,
yeah.
But you know where I'm going with this. It happens. But I've seen the video of how this works, and it's fantastic because the airbags come either side of the head and support the head and neck. And I think they deflate within a second after impact
second,
as well.
Yeah.
So it's a real quick support and deflate again. So, you know, this is fantastic. But it's quite pricey, though. I worked it out. It's about 2,700 dirhams.
Yeah, I think, you know, as new technology comes in, I think obviously it's going to take money to create that technology. And hopefully, you know, as more and more of this comes onto the market, we'll see those prices dropping. But I think the point is that any child seat is better than no child seat at all.
Exactly.
And that's why it's fantastic to have a range of different models available. So I think, you know, I'd suggest if you're looking for a car seat, go to the store and ask for advice. And just allow them, you know, an expert to talk you through the different models that are available and the different price options.
And what it boils down to, you can't really put a price on child
exactly.
safety, on a child's life at the end of the day, can you?
Okay, let me just finish up. Everything we've done on this program today has gone over time, partly because I can't get my words out. But let me just finish with you, Thomas, today. Road Safety UAE, you're working with, obviously, Nicola on this. You want to see more people using appropriate car seats, whether they have airbags or not, but just having a car seat in the car, sticking to the law. It is the law to wear a seatbelt. It is an holistic law, I get that. But just finish off this segment for me. What would you like to say to people? What would you really like to get across?
Well, there is really only one sentence that we would like to share with the listeners, and I think it's a no-brainer. But it is about, if you love your kids, buckle them up. full stop.
That's how we finish today. It is a stark choice. I think that's probably fair to say. Nicola Finneran, Division Marketing Manager at Lifestyle Altaïr Insignia, Mamas and Papas. See?
Thank
rehearsal,
well
and we got there. Nicola, you can come back. And also, Thomas Edelman is Managing Director of RoadSafetyUAE.com. It's always good to see you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming in.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.